Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees.
KBP Mobile.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees.
NAKBP Mobile.
Hey, Anthony, coming to breakfast?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Just pulling into the breakfast. You coming?
That didn't work. Got an early haircut this morning.
Okay. Anyhow, just pulling in at the, just pulling in at the breakfast. Travel safe. Catch you.
One of these days, I'll have to make it to breakfast. Enjoy breakfast. Enjoy that omelet and toast for me. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. W8FU.
Mac Daddy, how long before you're here to help? Oh, Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy, are you coming to help today?
Where are you at?
Gonna be out by Hackleberg, Indian River.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna make that one.
Give it a...
I thought you were on vacation. What are you doing?
At this exact moment, it sounds like I'm lacking in Verizon coverage, but putting up some microwave, getting an internet connection to the Hackleberg DMR repeater.
All righty. You got Cam up there with you?
Do I have what with me? Sorry.
with you?
No, it was a last minute plans put together, and I guess he probably wouldn't help anyways. He's got, he's doing that bump and run stuff, so he's not, not available much, I guess, on weekends right now. He's too busy smashing up cars.
Alrighty, well, be safe, and good luck. Catch you later. Where am I at? WNFU.
Hey, talk to you later. KBSW.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 68 degrees.
KSA BOT monitoring. Tango Bravo Tango 9 Charlie Whiskey monitoring. Tango Bravo Tango 9 Charlie Whiskey. Can I get a check? Tango Bravo Tango 9 Charlie Whiskey. Can I get a check, please?
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny, 70 degrees.
Trying to learn me on the rules.
Yeah, if somebody had an emergency, they'd be on the microphone saying, help, help, or something like that.
Yeah, I heard somebody being kind of a doofus, but
can anybody hear me?
I just chose not to engage.
Folks, that's like, it always used to crack me up. People used to say that, you know, well, you know that in the event of emergency, you can use any means available to communicate, you know, even if it's police radio. That doesn't mean you can keep police communication capabilities on you at all times. That's the difference. And they tried to argue that since I can use them in an emergency, therefore I can have them. No, that's not how that works.
Well, it's pretty easy, Sam, since you got the master key.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that you picked up, but some, you know, unlicensed goofball got on, and, you know, and then some guy said, you know, go get a license, it's easy enough, and that was the end of it, and then the one guy got, well, I should, you know, I just want you to know that, you know, you should, you know, stop and find out if they have an emergency, because they are allowed to, yeah, get out of here, you moron.
Yeah, that might have been a story 25 years ago, but everybody and their brother 12 years and older has got a cell phone, so, yeah, that doesn't hold much weight. So, all right, I got to let you go. I promised my bride I was going to feed her, so I'm
going to go through that.
All right, have fun. Catch you later. I would have been shocked if it was you. Like I said, that the voice wasn't sure, and I don't, you know, like I said, I don't have any calls memorized over there, like zero. Maybe Jax is about the only one. Roger!
Roger, WRMZ 640.
Wrong band.
I know. I was just messing with you. And 8KPP.
Donut Dave writes on Facebook, wow, I'm old. Like, ha, I wish.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, by the way, I just went through that car wash north of where you live there, on this side of 13. They got a good deal going on. You get you buy a pack of 10 washes for $40.
Which one is that?
It's on the east side, the Quinder, North 13 there. I don't know the name of it. Kelly's, I think, or something.
Yeah, that ain't a bad deal at all. I pay like $22 a month for unlimited jacks, and I don't use it enough to warrant it in some months. You know, some months I use the hell out of it, other months I don't. I've been thinking about freezing it. I do like the ability to take it in any time it gets dusty, but, you know, being on a dirt road, but something like that would be better, because then, you know, I mean, hell, if you use up all 10 in a month, then, you know, it still is a good deal, but if, you know, that's not likely. You know, once a week, but, you know, when you go on those long periods where you don't need to wash as much, they're not time limited.
Exactly. Yeah, the car wash right near us is $18 a month unlimited, and I bought it once last year when there was a lot of weeks of, you know, it was going to be snowing like every other day, which means salt on the road and stuff like that, and actually used it about four or five times in a month, so it was worth it, but otherwise I never do that. I like these kind of things where you can use them whenever you want and they don't expire.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll change. But they are opening a Jack's right at 12 at Stevenson, which right now the closest Jack's to me is, I got one right by work, which is very convenient, but I don't take my car to work as often. If I did, I'd probably wash it every other day. But the one I got's over at 13 and Mound. And it's been so messed up over there. And even so, it's persnickety to get in and out of that one. But they're going to open one right at 12 and Stevenson. So that'll be a little more convenient for me. I'm over that all the time anyhow.
Yeah, but I just have a thing in my mind. I don't want to, like I used to say, I don't want to pay more than $5 a wash. Now it's $6, I think, is the minimum you can get by with. And this place is normally $6 for a basic wash. This, with the package, you get the better wash, the $8, which I think is a scam. I don't know, they say, well, they give you some kind of extra something. I don't think it's worth it. So, but still, it's a limited special. I think he's not going to be going on forever. So, 10 washes, $40, $4 a wash. That fits my bill. So, it's a little out of my way, but of course I come down here every Saturday, so that should work out.
Nope, sounds like a winner. Have you been through that one? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, I've gone through it before. And yeah, it's decent. It's good. I mean, not Jax, but I think Jax is over. You overpay for that. I tell you, when I did work for West Bloomfield for a while, I got $2 washes. I think we could pay $2, and that was for the interior too.
Well, sounds like one I'll have to check out. All right, I just walked in. I'm going to get to a few things. sound like you're getting a little pickety, so you're probably getting not far from home. We'll catch you. W8FU.
Yeah, okay, well, my repeater, it's suffering really badly these days. 5 mile range is about the max these days. ABAPR.
Looking forward to getting it back to its glory. W8FU.
K8VTP monitoring. N1KRD.
KD8OSD, Marysville, listening.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 75 degrees.
N8KPB.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 76 degrees.
KE8PJT Mobile. KE8PJT Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 78 degrees. UHF hub, disconnected. Node 5834 10 connected to Flynn 600.
Alright, take it up,
SM. I got the
wrong
thing.
Now there was a double.
KE8FGW up here in Sault Ste. Mary.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 78 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 78 degrees.
KE8TFM from W8EAP.
KE8TFM. Hello, if I'm making it. I'm on my HD now.
I can understand every word you're saying, but it's a lot of noise. You're mostly noise, but very clear audio. I can understand you.
Yeah.
And you fell out that time, so I don't know if you can put on the 771 antenna or move somewhere, but yeah, you just dropped right out there.
Let's try the other one. Hang on. W-A-T-F-M. W-A-T-F-M.
W-A-T-F-M. Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
The MD-9600 now. Yeah, went up to the Asaba River. I did some boat out there for a little bit. And the boys are fishing, so we're back at camp now.
Roger, yeah. Just got to get ready. Some people are coming over in a little bit, so I got to get later. We'll try it later on. I can show my brother. So, yeah, okay, man. We'll catch you a little bit later. KE8TFM, this is W8EAP.
All right, take it easy. KE8TFM clear.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly sunny, 76 degrees.
This is W8RRM listening. Anybody on up here today?
Station call, this is Whiskey Charlie 9 India, WC9I.
WC9I, I think, W8RRM.
Okay, I believe W8RRM. Yes, call here is Whiskey Charlie 9 India. Name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, located in southwestern Arizona, where it is about 20 till 6 in the afternoon. Back to you.
Oh, Arizona. A buddy of mine played last night in 108 degrees.
Okay, you cut out. Try that one more time.
A buddy of mine, truck driver, stopped out there last night on his way to Mississippi.
I didn't catch very much of that. A buddy, Mississippi, something or other. Okay, I don't know if you're mobile or what, or you need to take a step over to the right or the left to be able to hit the repeater better. Hopefully that you're copying me well. Yes, we are near the town of Roll, Arizona, which is about 30 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border, and we are about 39 miles east of the California-Arizona border, right down in the corner of Arizona. Today wasn't too bad. I saw 110 degrees. Right at the moment, it's 104. Was earlier, a couple weeks ago, up 118. So the temperature's starting down, and we're looking forward to the fall weather. So we'll try back to you again. W8RRM, WC9I.
Tango 9, Tango, Walter Charlie 5, checking in from Flint, Michigan. I hear somebody from Arizona. Do you copy? Tango 9, Tango, Walter Charlie 5. Can I get a check on this, please?
Yo, this is W8RM. Anybody on here?
Tango 9, Tango, Walter Charlie 5, checking in.
Sir, W8RM.
I did not copy. Your transmission was choppy. Please say again. This is TNT WC5, Flint, Michigan.
Well, if my audio is not working very good, I guess maybe I should be quiet. Thank you anyway. Have a good night, Flint. Out here in Gaylord, W8RRM.
I copied that, W8RRM in Gaylord. Much better audio this time. Maybe it was equipment issue, maybe it was interference, but I heard you loud and clear. This is Tango 9 Tango, Walter Charlie 5, Flint, Michigan.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Dreaming Whiskey, Sault Ste. Marie.
Go ahead there, Sault Ste. RRM listening.
Oh, hey, Mr. Gamer Guy. How is everything going down there?
Just fine. I was wondering when I'd hear you again. You're booming right in down here to this repeater tonight.
Oh, no. I'm standing right next to the repeater here in the zoo here, so... He must be looking for that other fellow. I haven't heard him in a while there. What was it? It was an AD or the AC8 call or AD8 call. Whatever his name was. I don't remember. I haven't heard him in here in a while. So, anywho, yeah. It was a beautiful day up here, that is for sure.
Well, it's starting to cool down here now tonight, finally. It got pretty warm. It was over 80. We're supposed to be in the heat's just about done.
Oh, amen to that. That is for sure. Yeah, it did get a little warm, and it is now probably about 69 degrees, so definitely enjoying it, and the humidity is down, so I just got a little bit of fire going in the barrel, and we had a good, the youngest daughter's birthday, she turned one, so that was today, so we just got done with all that fun stuff, so yeah.
Is my audio coming in okay right now? I was talking to a man earlier, and he couldn't copy.
Oh, yeah, you're doing fine, so. Yeah, I don't know what the other guy was doing, so who knows. He had a, I was trying to
get in there and see if I can get a call sign. It was kind of an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm curious as well. N9KOP, the Flint station on node 506. What was your call sign?
I think maybe he might have went away. And this is Roger and Gaylor, W8RRM. I was talking to a guy about 2 months ago, and he was telling me he was down there in Arizona on the border, damn near it. And I don't know if it was Skip or somebody trying to make a joke.
Yeah, hang on just a second. The five, the station I just come to in Flint, I just saw you key back up again. Can you give your call sign and your location and where you're at again? Okay. Not sure who it is. If he wants to come back, he's more than welcome to, and valid call sign. If not, I'm blocking whatever 506 is in the hub. You guys can continue. Sorry, I'm just quite appalled by that call sign, and I've seen it connect several times today going through the logs, so not sure who it is. It appears like it's a private node, so we'll see what we can come up with. And that KOP mine.
Is that somebody on Echo Link or something?
Yeah, I've been there most of the day, but didn't you? Yeah, I came and jumped in there. Good to hear you today.
Yeah, the Gaylord station, sorry. Multitasking here. So we, everything's done through AllStar or Echo Link. We have multiple multiple link repeaters here, and people come in from all over the world. That station, I'm not 100% sure where he come from, as the call sign did not make any sense at all. Go ahead, the station in Gaylord.
Okay, so this is Roger, W8RRM, on the Gaylord radio transmitter. Yeah, I've heard a couple people in here. One guy was saying he was in Arizona. I didn't think from Arizona could get into this. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's legit. People from Arizona can get into this system. They can get into AllStar or Echo Link. I think that guy from Arizona comes in through AllStar, or I'm sorry, Echo Link.
Years ago, I used to use Echo Link when I was in my Peterbilt going across country at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning our time. For a long time, I was able to get some people over in Great Britain talking. That was pretty cool. I never even you could do that on 2 meters back when I did that.
Oh, for sure. That is pretty cool. I haven't heard anybody other than local traffic on the 2-meter band, so that'd be kind of neat to hear someone from way over there. KG8FJW. And here's Brad, by the way.
Brad, are you the fella that's up there in the Sioux?
Yeah, I got the repeater up here in the Sioux. So, yeah, it's, yeah, not a whole lot going on. Just, like I said, just having a little fire and drinking a wobbly popper and just enjoying the evening. It's, I can't believe it's almost fall.
This is W8RRM. Yeah, they had snow the other night in Glacier National Park.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't mind a little bit of that white stuff sometimes, so that is for sure. Yeah.
About 40 years ago, I was snowed in, where was it? Pine Bluff, Wyoming, on Labor Day weekend, about 40 years ago. They closed the road down because it snowed about 6 or 7 inches and coming down pretty hard. And when I got up the next morning, I had about another foot of snow on the hood of my rig.
Oh, no doubt. Wow. Yeah, it's a little early for that, but out there, I think I've seen a YouTube weather guy there who was saying that there's possible a chance of a little bit of that white stuff way over there again, so coming in. So that's neat.
Well, I got a feeling this year by January we'll be looking like we're in Siberia from all the accounts that I found on the internet. We're supposed to get hit pretty hard all winter.
Oh, yeah, very good. So, I'm ready for it. Good, hard winter. There you go. Well, if the lake freeze over is, Superior freeze over, we don't get a whole lot of snow. It just gets colder here, so you'll see what happens first.
Yes, sir, that's the way it's here in Gaylord, too. And the lake freezes, we usually get quite a bit, although last year we didn't. But usually until the lake freezes, get hit pretty good here. So I know all the sledders are hoping for a good winter this year, and I think they're going to have one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the business that got hurt last winter. Holy man. A lot of hotels got was hurting, that's for sure, and a few restaurants, but, you know. So, yeah, they'll definitely bring the money into the area.
Yeah, I had a thought the other day I'd go buy me another new sled. I haven't had one in about 20 years, mainly because I haven't had time to ride one. But with my luck, at 74, I'd end up hitting a tree in the woods or something, so I decided I better not buy another sled.
Yeah. Those newer sleds, they go way too fast for me. You know, those are made for joyriding, not for speed demons. You want those sleds, you know, take them around the I-500 track for half a dozen times for about 500 laps or so. There you go. Yeah, then I'll So, yeah, that's also a thing that's coming up. Oh.
Good evening.
So an average sled will do over 100 mile an hour nowadays. Back in 88 when I bought me a Wildcat, I got clocked at 114 on ice and thought we were flying then, but that's nothing for this day.
Oh, that's for sure. You know, they got governors on these cars nowadays. Why don't they put governors on these sleds? You know, there's not a whole lot of material there. There's nothing there to protect you, that's for sure. They don't need to go that fast, as far as I'm concerned.
Speed. I was even drag racing up until...
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 68 degrees.